Okay, so this guy very likely has renal artery stenosis. Okay, that's what our abdominal brewery is. By all means, we could say, couldn't that be a AAA, for example, the brewery? Sure, it could be. But the point is, we've got an elevated blood pressure and we're looking at the answer choices and they're regarding sodium and potassium. So we know that we're referring to an aldosterone question. Okay, so the brewery is going to be renal artery stenosis. If this is a younger woman, we'd be thinking fibromuscular dysplasia. But in this case, you say, what's the S4 heart sound about? That's just a stiff left ventricle because we've got increased afterload from the arteriolar constriction. Okay, when the RAS, renin-angiotensin system, is upregulated due to the renal artery stenosis and our angiotensin 2 is high, that angiotensin 2 will cause constriction of our peripheral vessels. Increased afterload on the left ventricle and an S4 heart sound can sometimes be auscultated. So that's the relevance here. So looking at this question, we say, okay, well, aldosterone is up. What kind of electrolyte pattern would we expect for aldosterone being up? We'd expect high sodium, low potassium. That's our baseline. That's our starting point, okay? And we can look at the answers and say, well, where do we have an increased sodium and a decreased potassium? It only looks like choice E is the case, right? So far, that's sort of what our eyes are venturing toward, and some students will pick that as the answer, even though it's wrong. I'm going to explain why it's wrong, because aldosterone is also going to increase distal secretion of protons into the urine, right? So our serum bicarbonate is going to be elevated, and in turn, that'll give us a metabolic alkalosis, and then in turn, we would have CO2 retention to compensate. So we'd expect an elevated PCO2. But if you look at choice E, PCO2 is decreased. It's only 30. The normal range is 33 to 44 millimeters of mercury for PCO2. Potassium should be 3.5 to 5, and sodium 135 to 145 milliequivalents per liter. So we say for choice E, even though the sodium potassium is what we expect for high aldosterone, the PCO2 doesn't make sense, so that can't be right. Then we start looking at the other answer choices, and we can see that choices A through C, sodium's low. That clearly just doesn't work for high aldosterone. We would have increased sodium retention, reabsorption distally in the kidney. So then we take a look at choice D, where sodium's in the normal range. We say, okay, not what we expect, but sodium's normal. We look at potassium, it's decreased. That is what we expect because aldosterone increases distal secretion of potassium. And then our PCO2 is elevated. That is what we expect. So we can eliminate the other answer choices based on the low, so A through C, based on the low sodium. And we can eliminate B and C specifically because potassium's high. Okay. And then the only thing about D that's slightly unusual is that sodium's in the normal range, but the potassium and the CO2 work. So you say, like, I don't get it though. What's the answer? It is D. And your take-home point from this question, the value that you take from this question, is that knowing for USMLE that about half your questions on aldosterone derangement, whether it's up or down, your sodium will be in the normal range. Okay? So when you get an aldosterone question and you're looking for your classic derangement of, okay, high aldosterone, I'm looking for high sodium, low potassium, or likewise, I have a low aldosterone question, I'm looking for low sodium, high potassium. When you're looking for those combinations and you see that sometimes sodium's in the normal range, or in the vignette, they tell you the patient's lab values, you see the sodium's in the normal range, you're confused by that, don't be, okay? So you really need to take home the point that sodium can be in the normal range. We have very loose sodium regulation. We've got vasopressin to help us out as well, okay? Vasopressin will increase free water reabsorption in the medullary collecting duct, and that can dilute out our serum sodium. So we've got sodium regulated by ADH as well, our vasopressin, and also there's something called aldosterone escape with atrial natriuretic peptide. That's a lengthy mechanism in addition, but the point is, our answer here, when we narrow down to D or E, although E matches our electrolyte pattern of high sodium and low potassium, our CO2 does not check out. And then D works because we know that sometimes sodium can be in the normal range with aldosterone derangement. That's it.